Happy December 10th. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Woot! We are in 1 Corinthians 13, a very popular passage of Scripture, and we are in the Passion Translation. This is what it says. If I were to speak with eloquence in earth's many languages and in the heavenly tongues of angels, yet I didn't express myself with love, my words would be reduced to the hollow sound of nothing more than a clanging cymbal. And if I were to have the gift of prophecy with a profound understanding of God's hidden secrets, and if I possessed unending supernatural knowledge, and if I had the greatest gift of faith that could move mountains but have never learned to love, then I am nothing. And if I were to be so generous as to give away everything I own to feed the poor and to offer my body to be burned as a martyr, without the pure motive of love, I would gain nothing of value. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements nor inflates its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. Love never stops loving. It extends beyond the gift of prophecy, which eventually fades away. It is more enduring than tongues, which will one day fall silent. Love remains long after words of knowledge are forgotten. Our present knowledge and our prophecies are but partial. But when love's perfection arrives, the partial will fade away. When I was a child, I spoke about childish matters, for I saw things like a child and reasoned like a child. But the day came when I matured, and I set aside my childish ways. For now we see but a faint reflection of riddles and mysteries, as though reflected in a mirror, but one day we will see face to face. My understanding is incomplete now, but one day I will understand everything, just as everything about me has been fully understood. Until then, there are three things that remain: faith, hope, and love. Yet love surpasses them all. So above all else, let love be the beautiful prize for which you run. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for love. Thank you for loving us. Thank you so much for going ahead of us. Thank you for teaching us and exemplifying love. And especially during this Christmas season, when we think about you coming to earth and embodying being a person and experiencing the heartache of earth, becoming Emmanuel, God with us. What a beautiful picture of the love of God that is, and coming as a baby, not as a fully formed man, was just so humbling and so beautiful. So Lord, help us to, as we think about the Christmas story, to think about love. Help us to be incredibly patient today. We pray that you would help us to be gentle among the people that we love, our families and our friends. Help us to be consistently kind to the people we meet throughout our days. Help us to refuse to be jealous even when blessing comes to somebody else. Instead, help us to celebrate the wins of others. Help us not to be braggy and to just be so absorbed by being recognized that we forget to recognize other people's importance and their accomplishments. Lord, help us not to traffic in shame and disrespect. Lord, we just want to bring grace and healing to this world. And even with ourselves, Lord, help us not to heap shame and disrespect upon ourselves, but to also be kind-hearted to ourselves. Lord, help us not to seek our own honor. Help us not to be easily irritated today, even with our kids. Help us not to be quick to take offense, but to be slow to take offense, if at all. Lord, help us to celebrate honesty in our relationships, to speak the truth in love, because that's where life change happens. Lord, we do not today choose to take any delight in what is wrong. Lord, help our families and our places of employment and our churches become a safe place of shelter. And Lord, help us to assume positive intent of others, to believe the best of others, to believe the best for others. Lord, help us to persevere in our love for those, especially prodigals in our lives. Help us to continually learn how to forgive, to welcome, to love, to pray for, to persevere in love for those who have turned their backs on you. Lord, we pray for those broken relationships where we're so much longing to see you do some new things. And we truly trust that you will help us and give us the power to love those who are struggling. And Lord, we just thank you so much that you never stopped loving us. And so help us to be informed by the fact that there is no greater love than one who lays his life down for his friends. And you called us friends and you laid your life down for us. While we were yet sinners, you died for us. There is so much love. There's nothing that can separate us from your love, height nor depth, principalities, things present, things to come. Nothing can separate us from your love. So help us to receive your love. We cannot give away what we do not have. And so today, I pray, would be a day to receive your love. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, today's podcast is brought to you by growinghometogether.com by Rob and Joanna Tigan. They have a lot of really great resources for the family there. They have conversation cards. They've got devotionals. They've got prayers that you can pray over your kids and for your kids. This is super important. Basically, my parenting strategy as a parent who didn't have a lot of example was just get on my knees and cry and say, please help me, Jesus. And so I'm so grateful that there are more resources today to help you parent. In their podcast, the Growing Home Together podcast, you're going to hear from parenting experts, you're going to hear from marriage experts, and you're going to hear some really just great conversations, really honest and authentic conversations about how best you love your family during difficult times like the ones we're facing right now. So huge thank you to Rob and Joanna Tigan and their sponsorship of Pray Every Day at growinghometogether.com. Go ahead and listen to their podcast. I know it will bless you. All right, everybody, I hope today is a day of joy for you and one that you feel loved by the Lord and that you extend that same love to those in your life.